CLW 83 Network. Tune in.
The following podcast contains graphic language that may offend some listeners. Discretion is advised.
And now, WrestleChat.net presents...
New York, New York. They say if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. Let's find out right now if the judges think this broski from the nearby L.I. can make it to Hollywood.
Every time I woo-woo-woo, it never seems enough for you. No one can respond like I can, and I'm not like them. Hey, when you find lovely, get to love somebody. Guess what? It's gonna be Z.
I thought it was terrible and a joke.
Hey,
are you serious, bro?
Hey. Will hellfire save matches? A duck and see what hatches.
What?
What?
I got nothing. In fact, I got a few other things I'd rather be talking about. Nothing against Zack Ryder. But it is going to be a rather news-filled night here at the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman. And apparently BTR just does not want me to have a table tonight, because the only person sitting here with me is Stat Boy Josh Henniger.
And no, that is the North American Wrestling Connection, brought to you by WrestleChat.net.
Thank you. Apologies to our sponsors. Please don't kill me. Not right now. While we're waiting for the rest of our table to show up, let's see. Actually, Zach's disappearance or mangling Monday night actually has some other ramifications. Is he really injured, Staff Boy?
Who are we talking about? Because my Zach brain went burp. I don't know if he's injured, if he's not, if this is a storyline, if this is a shoot. I am confused.
I'm just curious, because I've heard, you know, there's been talk that he might be hurt, there's talk that he might be working on a movie, you know, but it looks like at this point he's probably not going to be at the Rumble.
Yeah, most definitely not. Although, wait a minute. Something just came to me.
Uh-oh.
He's going to get the Brodus Clay deal in terms of wind up with gaping head wound, or in this case, go through steel. He will wind up in, well, you know, he will wind up in a movie and then come back, probably in time for Mania. Probably Money in the Bank stuff.
That would work. I'd be happy to see that. Ah, speaking of happy to see... Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, from the complete other side of the planet, Mr. Shane Beeman.
Oh my God, can you finally believe it? I mean, Blog Talk's actually working for me. Thank you, Blog Talk, about fucking time. Anyways, now I've got that off my chest. How is everyone today?
Doing well, sir.
Crikey.
Crikey. Oh, here we go.
Sorry, dude.
Oh my goodness.
If you come out with the whole shrimp on the barbie thing, me and you are going to have some talks afterwards, Henniger.
Gentlemen. I actually just
listened to the whole Zack Ryder thing, and I was like, wow, this is what he got injured for?
Yeah.
It's worth it for the movie role, but let's get a third opinion. Let me get my last table member in here, Mr. Brian Henniger. What do you think about this whole Zack Ryder situation?
All I can say is, ow, that looked like it hurt.
And apparently it's injuring your microphone because you're popping in and out.
Yeah. And at least this time around, the hurting isn't from a folding chair.
And he hit in.
Robots.
Now, and out back in, guys.
Well, Brian, your mic is just completely cut. He'll be back.
Yeah. Well, I think Zack Ryder's new slogan's going to be "Woo, woo, woo! I blew it, bro."
Oh, I think it was going to be more like "Ow, ow, ow!" No,
I broke it.
I was thinking more "Ow, ow, ow!" You know it.
Oh no, but it actually has been a great week of wrestling this week. I mean, Raw. I can't really have any complaints about, and I've just watched SmackDown, and that was definitely something that's going to intrigue people come Royal Rumble.
Absolutely. Okay, Brian, take two. How you sound?
I'm testing 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3. You're
not
testing
happening.
Into robot land.
What is going on here? I'm going to unplug my mic, and I'll be right back, okay?
Go ahead.
I just want to say, maybe his microphone keeps stuffing up because maybe he keeps hitting with a folding chair. I don't know.
Well, it might just be another casualty, as one that unfortunately unfolded on SmackDown, which would only be my second complaint to Michael Cole. Sorry, I wasn't mentioning him by name.
Hambone.
Yes. So just the fact that. Mark Henry hyperextended his knee during his bout with Big Show, which unfortunately there was just no way to cover that up. He planted his foot wrong, his leg gave, he collapsed into a huge heap and fell out of the ring.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, what is this going to mean for, you know, the Rumble triple threat match between him, Kane, and D-Bra?
You mean Big Show?
Yeah, that's what I'm... Well,
you said Kane.
Hi, I'm not paying attention tonight because I'm a hypocrite.
Where's that button? I'm going to have to press the button. Yeah, this one.
There.
Feel better?
A little. At least it isn't the whammy.
No, I wouldn't do that to you. But I think... There's two ways... I have two schools of thought of this. I mentioned to you earlier, Statboy, that they could just set it up where Mark Henry gets laid out backstage at the pay-per-view, and they just turn it into a one-on-one with Brian and show. There's enough tension here for a good storyline. I'd hate to, you know.
Yeah, because Henry is kind of the third wheel in this.
At this point, because, you know, he would be seen as a face if he killed Brian. He'd be seen as a heel if he killed show. What do you do? Okay,
yeah.
Brian, take three.
Is it time the arm or not?
It's still not doing you any favors.
It is markedly better. It's still got some problems though.
Hold on.
Well, while he's working on that,
is that any better?
Try again.
I said, is that any better?
That is much better.
Hey!
Okay. Oh, I think I had my microphone wasn't properly set up. We're okay now.
For the most part.
Yeah.
I was going to say, my other school of thought on this triple threat deal... Oh, geez, Brian.
I was downloading a torrent. I forgot that I still had my torrent downloader up.
Ah, there
Nikki,
we go.
Nikki, give him the whammy.
I think I will. Don't mind if I do. Hold still. This won't hurt long.
Ow! Oh, God. That was right in my short hairs.
As it should have been.
Oh. Great. Now I got to explain tomorrow at work what this weird welt on my face is all about. Thanks a lot, Nikki.
Yes, yes, yes! You're welcome.
Yeah.
Getting back to this triple threat and the situation with Mark Henry, they could pull something, pardon the expression, similar to what they did with Triple H at SummerSlam 2003. As you know, he went into the chamber with a pulled groin and was essentially a non-factor through most of it.
Mm-hmm.
So they could actually, if Henry can walk, if he can
which
at
I
least,
hope he can at least move a little.
Yeah, if he can still walk, we can get him in there, start the match, show, knocks him unconscious. No, I'm not wasting my wild card. Knocks him out, and then we just let Brian and Show carry the match.
Yeah, WMD to the face. But yeah, I'm hoping something happens because I don't want Mark Henry out there for 20, 30 minutes to keep doing what he does because he is going to be the lame duck. Badly.
Well, Brian, now that we've got a working microphone, what else? Any other thoughts about what Mark Henry could do besides stand around and look big?
Really, he can't. I mean, if his injury is what they say it is, they may have to pull something to where he and the Big Show fight outside the cage and he gets injured in some manner and has to be taken out before the match even begins, so it effectively becomes a one-on-one match.
Mm-hmm. I thought they could even do something, you know, early in the pay-per-view where they find Mark Henry not, you know, unconscious somewhere backstage and he's not going to be permitted to compete. You know, Brian points at Big Show saying, oh, he probably punched his lights out. And Show points at Brian and says, you probably choked him out. You know, stuff like that. And Shane, you had mentioned that, you know, Raw was a lot of fun, this week. And next week, it might even be more so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, finally, the long-awaited moment we were waiting to see, John Laurinaitis got put to sleep by CM Punk, and Zack Ryder, of course, got chokeslammed through the stage, which was pretty interesting. But yeah, it's definitely turning out to be a great show, and I don't know, next week's Raw, could we possibly see a heel John Cena next week? We'll have to wait and see.
We've got that on our plates, and the fact that Laurinaitis openly said he was going to screw CM Punk.
Yes, in return of Triple H next week.
Exactly, and Mr. Johnny Ace should be worried. As someone who's worked in the professional sector, your performance review is one of the most hellacious things to ever go through. And mm-hmm. when your boss is the evil boss, Dr. Levesque...
I admit it. I'm an asshole.
I do believe Johnny Ace is in a little bit of trouble.
A little?
Oh, and by the way, Johnny, if you're watching, you can't buy him off with a couple of cases of Marlboro Reds. It's not going to work.
Wow.
How many packs a day do you have to smoke to get your voice to do that?
Probably two cases. Chain them.
Mm-mm-mm.
You see, that's why I never took up smoking.
Both my parents smoked, and I just never quite got the appeal. But that's neither here nor there. Let's see, what else? What other stuff have I got on here? Ah, yes, another Raw inquiry. With Evan Bourne out on a 60-day suspension, there's actually some speculation that he might not be back. Now, okay, Shane, do you think it's him trying to get fired, or do you think they're just going to tell him to go?
Okay. This just comes back to, I've talked about this before, like, you have so many talented guys that just do stupid things, like, and Evan Bourne's now been caught twice with illicit drugs, and now he's banned for 60 days. But here's the thing. I do believe that he might be gone, but I think that personally this is going to be Triple H's way of getting rid of him, because there are rumors going around that Triple H does not like Evan Bourne, doesn't like his attitude and everything else, and now that Evan Bourne's pretty much done two strikes, maybe Triple H is going to give him the future endeavor right out the door. which is a shame because I actually did like Air Boom as a tag team.
I know I did. I enjoyed the run while it lasted, and having met Evan a couple of times. He's a really nice guy, and just a bit of trivia. I share a birthday with him. So anyway, Brian, if there was a chance that Bourne comes back, do you think they just slide him right back in with Kingston?
I think you have to teach him some manners. You have to teach him some humility. Because
give him the Chavo Guerrero treatment.
I'm not saying make him a laughing stock, but I am saying maybe put him on Superstars for a few months, make him earn his way back up to the top. Because I've heard two different stories. I've heard the rumor that apparently he's trying to get himself fired. I don't believe that's true. I heard that he's trying desperately to save his ass, but he is on such thin ice backstage that he's gonna have to earn his way back, in my opinion. And it's sad because the guy's an amazing talent. And look on the bright side: if he does get fired, I'm sure Ring of Honor will be more than happy to give him his job back.
He could pick up with Ring of Honor. He could go to Japan. He's not going to be unemployed for long.
No way.
That part I'm not worried about. I just I've noticed you can't completely burn a bridge when it comes to the WWE. I'm looking at Sable. Never say never. If he does get released, he goes and plays in Japan, plays in the Indies for a while, and they might bring him back. But for now, he needs to cool his heels. If he wants to stay, he needs to keep his head down and his nose clean.
Mm-hmm. As Triple H famously put it, he has to learn to eat crap and like it.
And that's a hard, hard lesson.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bad segue. Raw has not been crap, as Shane has mentioned. It's actually back into the threes. This week it almost broke 3-2. This could be a couple things. Do we say compelling television? Do we say the end of the football season? Do we say Rumble to Mania corridor?
I think it's a combination of all three.
Well, I'll go and say it's more say than anything else, because everyone knows, like, from Royal Rumble to WrestleMania, this is WWE's, like, home stretch of good stuff that they have to bring out for WrestleMania. This is the build-up segment, so everyone's going to be expecting good television, so that's why everyone tunes in. And we've seen good stuff from Chris Jericho so far, like he's finally spoken, and
which
he says the end will come at Royal Rumble, which was a bit ominous, but anyways. And it might hint as well to another return. I don't know. I'm just taking a guess there. And, but yeah, so far it's been great work. And I think, and I've put this down as my wild card, but I'm not going to say it just yet, for something that will happen on SmackDown.
All right. But yeah, Jericho finally speaking up was monumental, and everybody popped for it, of course. R-Truth has finally gotten his new shirt, an official Little Jimmy shirt. Hands up, who'd buy one?
Sorry.
I might.
If they had them in Fargo, I would have bought one.
It usually takes a few weeks to get a shirt out there, doesn't it? Unless it's a surprise shirt like, Punk's Best in the World Chicago won for Money in the Bank last year.
Right, but the fact that R-Truth had it on tells me that they're ready to sell it. Now, I haven't been to shop. I haven't been to WWE Shop, and if anybody's got a minute and some internet, they can take a look at that for me.
Doing so.
As I get an IM with a hand up saying, yes, I will buy a Little Jimmy shirt.
And the Little Jimmy shirt's already out there for $20.
All right. So, free plug WWE, send me my 10%.
Got some great news real quick.
Okay.
Who would like to hear a couple Royal Rumble spoilers?
I've already heard it, I do believe. If it's from one boy, Barra, I've already heard it.
No, that's not from the man who cannot say the letter T.
I've heard a Royal Rumble spoiler as well. I don't know if it's the same one you've heard, but...
Well, there are three legends who've been confirmed for the Rumble on Sunday.
Ah, yes. Mm-hmm. And I've got that list myself, but go ahead, Brian.
Okay. Well, the first one, the man who appeared in the first ever Royal Rumble, the winner of the first ever Royal Rumble, else, if you don't want to know, turn off your radio for the next minute or so. This is your chance now. Okay, you're gone. Okay. The first one will be Hacksaw Jimmy Duggan.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is Road Warrior Animal.
Of course.
Yes.
Otherwise known as the talented Laurinaitis brother.
Oh,
and the third,
I think,
and the third one. Oh, you didn't know?
Boom, 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 boom.
Yo ass better call somebody. It's the Road Dog, Jesse James Armstrong.
Nice. So we've got those three, along with the spoiled Papa Shango.
Okay, that one I hadn't heard.
Wade Barrett was the one who spoiled it on his Twitter.
He should know better. Why did that...
Couldn't they have at least, I don't know, made him come out as Kama, the Extreme Fighting Machine?
Or the Good Father?
Because last time I'd heard, the Godfather went legit. Who remembers that storyline?
Yep. Wasn't that his last gimmick?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So I could see him coming out doing the Godfather thing and being escorted by Oksana. I could see this. Oh goodness. There you go. Now, with all these legends in mind, there was also the statement made on Monday. Anyone can enter the Rumble. This has meaning, ladies and gentlemen. They wouldn't say it if they didn't mean it. So,
you're thinking maybe one of the top tier champions will be making an appearance.
That's one thought. My other thought is some of the suit-wearing individuals higher-ups in the WWE that we see periodically might roll up their sleeves and take their chances.
Oh, God! Sorry. I just thought of something that would be very off the beaten path, but oh, my God, it would be glorious to see him back.
Who dat?
That being one Gino Malenko.
Oh, that'd be interesting. That would be very interesting. He was with some of the guys that were hauling Zach out on Monday, so I know he still works with the company.
And then have him face off against Jericho, with Jericho saying at some point, "How's your dead father doing?"
Oh, I don't know. No more. My speculation was that we were going to have more than one Laurinaitis in the Rumble.
Yeah, we're going to have both Laurinaitis in at some point, probably tagging. And then, of course, Johnny Ace throws out Road Warrior Animal.
Mm-hmm. And we lost Shane.
Australian Internet!
So, but
Canadian
yeah, I...
Canadian violence!
So, at this point, we've lost, you know, the fact that I think Johnny Ace is going to try to jump in the ring, and I honestly expect the evil boss, Dr. Levesque, to jump in, too.
Mm-hmm. As he probably darn well should.
Especially, well, if Laurinaitis is in there, now, how's that for a hell of a performance review? Johnny Ace is in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Throws the animal out. Throws a couple other jobbers out. Buzzer goes off. Here comes the evil doc. He gives Johnny Ace his performance review by throwing his ass out.
Pedigreeing him and then throwing his ass out.
Even better. I like that. And let's see.
And then going out and continuing the beating.
That's true. And how is your internet, Shane?
Oh, my internet is marvelous. If it's not Blog Talk Chat fucking crashing on me, it's my own internet crashing on me and kicking me off the show for a couple of seconds. But yeah, other than that, I'm wonderful.
We were just speculating about Johnny Ace being in the Rumble and Hunter coming out and giving him his performance review right then and there.
Oh, that would be beautiful. I'd specifically like it if Triple H also just gave him a DX chop with it. Just goes, there you go. That's your go. But that does lead to something, though.
Mm-hmm.
If Triple H is still in the ring, could you possibly lead that up to a possible Undertaker return as well? Because we have heard the rumors. I don't know if anyone has heard the rumors,
yeah.
But...
Mm-hmm.
They're thinking about doing Taker versus Triple H 3, so this could be a good segue for it.
Especially since the UK version of SmackDown this week kind of screwed up some portions, because apparently there was a start to a segment there that would have led right to Trips versus Taker with Michaels as a special guest ref.
Hmm.
And then they cut it off about halfway through.
Well, shucks. I hope this little segment shows up on YouTube somewhere.
It probably won't because it was caught and then taken out quickly.
Ah.
Hey, guys.
Mr. Brian. Chair.
Speaking of Mr. Laurinaitis, WWE.com has done a story about him where they've went ahead and given him their own performance review.
Uh-oh.
I love how WWE.com occasionally kind of gets a little inside. I want you to hear this. It's personal comportment. Did you see Laurinaitis before being knocked out by Punk's Go to Sleep? The man maintains calm at all times. Triple H could start waving a sledgehammer in his face. In fact, it could come to that come Monday, and we doubt Mr. Excitement would so much as blink. We commend him for this. A true leader keeps his cool in the face of chaos. This, if nothing else, has been a constant in the Laurinaitis' regime.
Oh, my goodness, it's getting deep.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, this performance review brought to you by...
KFBE, Kayfabe Radio.
It's a work!
By way of WWE.com. But, yes, I also look forward to next Monday when, you know, the rest of that performance review is going to happen. See what the evil doc would have in mind for it. Oh, really?
May I have your attention, please? I have just received an email from the anonymous general manager on my web TV.
Sweet. Let's see. And I quote, David Otunga would be much more entertaining on TV if we were allowed to watch him do legal than wrestle. After his work in New York challenging the labor board and actually winning, which is something he doesn't do on TV very often.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Let's see. Do I have anything? Does he send me anything on this? Yeah, here we go. Otunga went to court on Thursday morning to represent a man who believes was wrongfully terminated and denied unemployment benefits by the New York State Department of Labor. Otunga said, and I quote, smoked the witness during cross-examination and won the case, claiming that this is important for him winning the Rumble.
Although you did miss one piece of that puzzle, he did it pro bono.
That's true. But him winning the Rumble?
Bullshit.
Sorry. But since the GM came and bugged us, I think that means we're supposed to be selling some soap. So gentlemen, sit back, cool your heels for a few minutes, and we're gonna run some ads. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
You're listening to the North American Wrestling Connection, presented by WrestleChat.net on the CLW 83 Network.
How many pro wrestling news websites do you visit to get your daily news? 3, 4, maybe 5? Do yourself a favor and make that number 1. WrestleChat.net, the only professional wrestling news site that brings you all wrestling news all day long, and is home of the critically acclaimed Still Real to Us podcast, starring former CZW, ROH, and ECW announcer Eric Gargiulo and the champ Jeff Peck. That's WrestleChat.net. WrestleChat, it's where it's at.
Williamswear is now a part of the CLW 83 Network and is proud to offer official CLW 83 Network merchandise. Go to williamswear.clw83.com. Click the CLW 83 Wear button and browse through an ever-growing, ever-changing selection of items dedicated to your favorite CLW 83 shows and websites. The BS Big Show, the NAWC, Game Show Garbage, and many more. All available at williamswear.clw83.com, the official online store of the CLW 83 Network. Tune in and shop right now.
Exclusive interviews and thought-provoking discussion on pop culture and reality TV. Listen live every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, to Pop to Reality, where pop culture meets reality TV. Hosted by Jeff Weiss and Mark Roberts. Pop to Reality on Blog Talk Radio.
Men, one goal, to headline the biggest pay-per-view of the year, WrestleMania. But before it's time to rumble, join Nikki Haman and a panel of experts as they break down the entire card and bring you late-breaking news heading into the first WWE pay-per-view of 2012. WrestleChat.net presents the NAWC Royal Rumble Special, live Sunday night, 7 Eastern, on the CLW 83 Network. Log on to blogtalkradio.com/CLW83Network to tune in.
Hi, this is Steve Bryant. You might remember me from QVC, and you're listening to the CLW 83 Network. Please tell me you remember me from QVC.
Help me, Mr. Popeil!
And we are back, and as you heard, North American Wrestling Connection, sponsored by WrestleChat.net, is doing our Royal Rumble special on Sunday. I will try to be here, and I hope to hear from a couple of other people. Statboy, you are putting the pick'ems in the capable hands of VRM.
Yes, I am.
And all of our panelists are more than welcome to donate their picks and their wild cards, since I know, Shane, you said you weren't going to be able to, you wouldn't be able to drop by.
Yeah, no, won't be able to drop by, but I'll definitely be listening to the replay because I'm sure it's going to be a great show.
And just a note for everyone out there, do not send your picks to me. Tyler, I mean you.
And hopefully he's home from work and he's listening as well. Let's see. Before we went to break, we were talking some legal briefs. Well, we've got a lot of legal going on in the wrestling world.
Mm-hmm.
Stamp Boy, you picked up something that I did not have, and that was about the head honcho from Pro Wrestling Ohio. Do you still have that handy?
Yep, I still do have that handy. The promoter owner, Walter Klazinski Jr., the guy who owns Pro Wrestling Ohio, is currently in jail on a count of aggravated assault against a woman. He is currently scheduled to get out on June 17th. Now, that whole aggravated assault is just the tip of the iceberg here. Because the iceberg is, well, how do I put this? 3 counts of attempted rape, 2 counts of attempted sexual battery, 3 counts of rape, 3 counts of sexual battery, and aggravated assault. So, if he were to be, well, whatever the word is, I'm forgetting it, convicted of all the counts, he would probably be spending the rest of his life in jail, if not very close. So, right now, Pro Wrestling Ohio is no longer being run, well, is not being ran by him. It's being ran by the announcer slash head guy at the announce table, Joe Dombrowski.
Okay. So, yeah, and it seems Ohio just can't catch a break, as we got the, this week was the sentencing of former wrestler Andre Davis.
Mm-hmm.
He, you know, as you know, he was found guilty. And he was sentenced to 32 years in prison. And he doesn't seem all that terribly not apologetic, but not all that sorry. He said,
mm-hmm.
I said, I am a loving and compassionate man. I am not a monster.
And
yeah.
The bad thing is,
yep, that'll do it.
That isn't everything yet. He still has 4 more charges against him in the southern area of the Dayton area, which is like Warren and Clinton County.
Mm-hmm.
He's got 4 more counts, which would probably put him away another 6 to 8 years at least.
Right. And as it is, he was convicted on 14 of the 15 charges that were brought against him in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not going anywhere for a while.
No.
Yeah, he's going to be...
In fact, I've got a door for him, too.
Yes!
Just had to be done. Had to be done, because I'm sorry. You just... And I worked with the man, so... The other big bit of legal news... Now, if this had been... 30 years ago or more, this probably would have actually made a real newspaper. And I'm not saying this to make fun of Wrestling Inc. or PW Insider. But when there's a blow up in the hierarchy of the NWA, and Brian, you're a long time fan. If this were the 70s or early 80s, wouldn't you see this in a regular newspaper?
What are you talking about, real quick? I didn't.
Okay. R. Bruce Thurp, who is the honcho of the NWA promotion out of Dallas, is suing the National Wrestling Alliance and its parent organization, along with the rest of the board, Bob Trobich, Fred Rubenstein, Bill Behrens, Dave Marquez, Michael Porter, Ken Taylor, and Michael Searcy, over misrepresentations to their insurance company, as well as several other allegations, which essentially a few people are saying is a power play to try to get control of the NWA, but NWA isn't as much of a powerful body as it once was in the wrestling world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been pissed away ever since, like, 1994.
Ever since the night the line was crossed, the NWA, sadly, has been... it's been just falling and falling and falling, and it's sad because the biggest problem, quite simply put, is that the NWA, it got so political.
Mm-hmm.
And it just ruined it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's telling. I mean,
DNA, but they pissed that away too.
Well, and unfortunately, after that, I think the only other NWA group that has any sort of any real stroke in the business anymore is NWA Hollywood. They at least have a TV deal. I don't know if any of the other branches do.
I know. Well, now one here in East Tennessee does have one.
Okay.
It's called NWA Smoky Mountain, and they do a weekly TV show in the Kingsport area.
Mm-hmm.
And they also do a and their show's also available online, so you can check that out.
But yeah, the speculation is, like I said, Tharp is doing this as a power play, and he's just supposedly Tharp is tired of seeing. Tired of seeing people do nothing with the NWA in general. You know, he might not be speaking specifically of NWA Hollywood or Smoky Mountain, but apparently he's just kind of scratching his head thinking that, you know, where they might have been or where they could be. But that's just really hard to do. It's really hard to do in the States. I mean, TNA still hasn't really, you know, has not really broken through, and they've been at it for 10 years. Ring of Honor's been at it for 10 years, and you know they're only just starting to get regular television, and even then Sinclair, you know, how many homes does Sinclair hit?
Not a ton. I know they're hitting a few more than they were at the very beginning of Ring of Honor, but they're not hitting too well.
So, you know, NWA, thanks to this, I hate to say it, but this may just kill the whole thing. And I'd hate to see that happen. I could be wrong.
I Shane, hope so too, but...
Yeah. Shane, any thoughts?
Yeah, I'm not really that know. Like, it's really a shame that such a company that has such a legacy has now come down to this, to where people have to go to courtrooms just so they can take ownership of a company. I know that was a speculation, but it still sounds like it, and it's just a shame because all this is going to do now is just further tarnish the reputation of NWA, and it's like, for what?
A ringing phone. That's what it's what.
That wasn't me.
I know.
Now, let's see.
Sorry, the ringing phone was me.
Oh, no, that's fine. And, Brian, like I said, you being the longtime fan... How does this hit you?
Well, if this was back in the 1970s, this would be huge news.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was the last time, about 1990 was the last time the NWA was really relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was still, the WCW still used the NWA championships. Once they lost that, they lost a lot. Then came 94 when Shane Douglas threw down the title. I can remember going to a Smoky Mountain show in 1994, and the NWA title match, which was, I think, Bobby Blaze versus Dan the Beast Severn, was a mid-card match for the NWA World Title match.
Mm-mm.
Ugh.
No, it's just sad, and I hope, you know, I just, you know, I'm wondering what all this is going to look like when the smoke clears. I'm going to keep a close eye on this. We'll see where that goes from here. Let's go on to some better news. We do have a pay-per-view on Sunday, but we have the Pick'em show specifically for that.
Mm-hmm.
However, I do want to talk about two other pay-per-views, starting with last month's TLC.
Yes. Heard some good news about that one.
TLC actually landed just under 200,000 buys, which was better than WWE's guesstimations. They were really worried they were going to get killed on this one.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it wasn't a bad show. And apparently enough people were interested. So, let's see. And then, for the other part of it, WWE is putting a key fixture back into WrestleMania.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
The Money in the Bank
will now officially be back as part of WrestleMania, and this pay-per-view is gone.
Sad, well, a little sad because the last Money in the Bank did give us one of the best memories we've had of WWE in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I look at it, guys, after what happened in Chicago this past summer, they closed it down because there was no way they were going to top it.
Yeah.
And to be honest, the Money in the Bank match was always a nice piece for the early part of WrestleMania to get everybody pumped and everybody moving. Just all the insanity that we've seen since I've seen two in person, some of the stuff we saw at WrestleMania 24. John, you know, with Jomo somersaulting with a ladder in hand. Or WrestleMania 23 with Jeff's insane bump off the top of the super stunt ladder through Edge, through a ladder on the floor.
To my personal favorite Money in the Bank spot, the famous ladder stilt.
Mm-hmm.
To Kofi's ladder stilts, there you go. This is stuff that needs to be part of WrestleMania, because this match itself is nothing but awesome. It's, you know, it's crazy, it's dangerous. And I wonder if they thought they might have noticed it might be a little bit of overkill to have two guys running around with briefcases.
Yes.
True. Now, here is a question. Will that Money in the Bank ruling be done for this WrestleMania?
I believe so, because I think Money in the Bank has already been taken off the pay-per-view calendar.
Yes.
Because
yes,
they want to put
has.
Because they're trying to get bragging rights back into the mix somehow.
From what I've heard, bragging rights is supposed to be where TLC is now, and TLC is going to July.
They've got to get bragging rights away from Survivor Series.
Wait, I may be wrong there. Let me double check.
Vengeance is going into one of those spots, isn't it?
I think Vengeance is taking TLC's spot, actually.
Give me just one second. I need to find where the pay-per-view event list is. Okay, here it is. Yeah, they have bragging rights after Survivor Series in December.
No! Ah!
And they have TLC in July now.
Sorry, bragging rights cannot be bumped up against Survivor Series. The concepts are too similar.
Yeah. It will absolutely shoot bragging rights now instead of Survivor Series, though.
I actually think it'll do more damage to bragging rights than it will to Survivor Series.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I was aiming at.
Yeah, me too.
I just, you know, don't get me wrong. I was at the inaugural bragging rights, and I had a blast, save for the Iron Man match. And it was a fun pay-per-view. It's a cool concept. It's, you know, it's WWE attempting to try to stress brand individuality, which of course has been thrown out the window since middle of last summer when they decided that Raw is going to be a super show and SmackDown people are more than welcome. They just gotta, you know, I don't know if they're actually going to start stressing brand separation after this Mania and maybe with this year's draft. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But for bragging rights to really work, they really need to start stressing brand individuality again.
Mm-hmm.
Precisely.
Because I'm not one of these people, you know, I see this every now and again on the internet when something screwy goes, you know, when something screwy is going on, and the brand split. No. No, 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 no. That will not fix the problem.
No, see, their roster is way too big to combine them into one show.
And it's hard enough to get, you know, to get some people on the show. I mean, tonight was one of those rare examples where they were actually just able to sneak a few people out there. I mean, my God, Curt Hawkins got TV time. You know, my God, Alex Riley was on TV. Tyler Rex was on TV. The Usos were on TV. You know, even if they were just, you know, just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, and they just didn't want to hurt Mr. Barrett because Mr. Randy just needed somebody to kill.
Baby oil!
Sorry, I'm misplaying that. Actually, I'll even bounce a little bit the fact that I got to see Yoshitatsu tonight. Somebody that you missed, you didn't get a chance to see, Staff Boy.
Yeah. All because of Walmart.
So, just to get you up to speed real quick, Yoshitatsu's being partnered with Santino.
Yeah, I'm not terribly surprised.
So, with hilarity ensuing from these two, and the fact that they're already arguing over the team name, whether it's going to be Santoshi or Yoshitino.
It'll probably be Santoshi.
So,
because that just sounds right. It sounds like something that Milano Collection AT would say.
You know, I'm might actually have to dig out my Japanese dictionary and see if that means anything.
That
I don't have
it. Just think of the great tag teams we've had over the years, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we've had the Mega Powers, we've had the Hardy Boys, Team 3D, the Legion of Doom, and now we've got Sanyoshi. I mean, let's watch out, ladies and gentlemen. This team is going to be awesome.
Don't strain yourself, Shane.
Oh, no. I'm not going to copyright friggin' Mrs. Awesome stuff, because he already fucks that up enough. But anyway.
And don't sugarcoat it for us either, Shane. Tell us how you really feel.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
No. You're perfectly fine. You're perfectly fine. Brian, we have a comedy team, but then again, it's Santino, so he can make anything funny.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I happen to be one of those individuals who thinks that if you've got guys who are good at it, like Santino and Yoshi, and they know how to get a laugh, let them be funny, let them do what they do best. I mean, gosh, not even a wrestler has to be an MMA knockoff. Let them have a little fun out there.
And that's what I enjoyed tonight, watching them work with Primo and Epico. I had kind of hoped that I was going to get the Air Boom variant that I got at the Fargo House Show, which I haven't had a chance to touch on.
Mm-hmm.
one of our matches was a tag team title, was a tag tag match. I don't believe it was a title match. Primo and Epico come out, and Kofi Kingston comes out by himself at first. And he hops up on the apron and points back to the set, and out stomps Mason Ryan. And I thought, okay, there's some boom in your air boom.
Uh-huh.
This turned into partially a comedy match. They opened it up with essentially Primo nor Epico wanted anything to do with Mason Ryan. And when he did get his hands on him, he tossed them around like ragdolls. It was actually a lot of fun to watch. Where was I going with this? Not that it mattered. But the house show had a couple other things. We had two B-belt matches, which were not title. And Ace Attorney David Otunga was in charge. So he had to tell R-Truth that no, he didn't win the U.S. title. And somebody managed to talk Cody Rhodes into having a non-title IC bout with Alex Riley.
Really?
Really?
Riley.
Riley? Randy!
Little Jimmy!
But yes, I was crazy enough to drive 3.5 hours into North Dakota to go to a house show.
Oh, mean to ask you, how does the new set look in person?
I thought the new set looked really sharp. It's very basic. It's a handful of panels from the Raw set with a couple of monitors. Plus, they wired to some of the monitors that were already in the arena to broadcast entrance videos. So it felt a little more important. It's still not television quality, but it still, it did add a lot to the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes it seem more important.
So, if you can get to a house show, I recommend it. Get a couple good pictures of the set. You'll really be impressed. So, let's see. We've got a couple of minutes here. So before we wrap it up, Step Boy, do you have anything to plug?
Yes, I do. This week on the Tales of the Old Gray and Purple Box with myself and ASNES Master, we will be reviewing Beavis and Butthead, as well as be doing a magazine review, I believe an EGM issue, dated February 1995.
Hmm.
So please tune into that. It'll be on this channel. On where exactly you're listening tomorrow, I think. And if not, get after Carl with that. And as always, yeah, enjoy yourself, folks, and enjoy the Rumble, because I won't be here to do that.
All
right. I'll be there for the Rumble, but not for the Pick'em.
Right.
Yay.
Brian, you got anything?
I do. I want to plug a video series that's on the YouTube. It's called Joe Gagne's Fun Time Pro Wrestling Arcade.
Yes.
And what he does is he's reviewing pretty much every wrestling video game that has ever come out in America.
Cool.
Tom
British, too.
I'm sorry, what?
And some European-only games, too.
Yes. In his most recent episode, he did King of the Ring for the NES. He's done over 20 episodes. They're available on YouTube. Just enter Joe Gagne Arcade on your YouTube search bar. It'll come up and learn to laugh again. But any plugs I can give that man, there's some of the funniest stuff on YouTube. They're great. Check them out.
Okay, Shane, I can only give you about 20 seconds if you got anything to plug.
No, not really. I was going to do a whole smart ass thing about WWEshop.com, but I'll pass.
All right. Well, we're going to end it here. So, gentlemen, just, be mindful. We have our show on Sunday. If you can make it, great. If not, catch us another time. But that's going to do it for the North American Wrestling Connection, as sponsored by WrestleChat.net. So, gentlemen, good night.
For more information about this podcast and all of our other podcasts, please visit our website at clwa3.com. Any questions or comments? Please send an email to clwa3network@gmail.com. This has been a presentation of the CLW83 Network. Tune in.